If you've listened to Beaver Games long enough, you've certainly heard us talking about how important the shift after a goal is. Generally speaking, we're talking about defensively the shift after a goal. Well, yesterday afternoon, after a 19-day layoff, Bemidji State's offense scored not one, not two, but three goals inside of a minute. The Beavers piling on the pressure, cruising to a 6-3 win yesterday at the Sanford Center.
14-17 to play here in the second period. The puck in the right side, triple shot, he scores! Ethan Somoza just turned and fired. In past Sinclair, it's 3-1.
That's a rebound goal, Brian. I think Aaron Miller took the shot from the low right corner.
It's a tough angle for a goalie to control.
And that's exactly what happened. There's another one.
Shoots and scores! Turned over in the high slot. Alex Irula up over the shoulder of Sinclair. It's 4-1.
Well, that didn't take long. You can't turn the puck over in your own zone. A horrible shift after a goal for the Huskies.
In the center ice, Alex Adams. Adams ahead, Lucas Sillinger. Pass right back. Sillinger, he scores! Nifty little two-on-one with the extra pass, and Lucas Sillinger, his first career goal. Beavers pouring it on. It's 5-1.
Well, the wheels have come off for the Huskies. They had some offensive time, but the puck came over the blue line. The defender tried to push it back in. He was the last one back. Everybody else was in the zone. So when it got blocked, it's a breakaway the other way.
Those three goals scored in 54 seconds of game time. It took 2 minutes and 20 seconds of real time for the Beavers to go up not 2-1, but 5-1. After a 19-day layoff, after a 5-0 loss, Coach Cerutori happy with what he saw yesterday.
It calmed our bench, obviously, you know, and I think, too, the guys are trying to figure a lot of different things out right now. I mean, you know, Tech had 4 games and we had 1. It's just we're trying to figure out our team. They're trying to figure out their line combinations. We're trying to figure out, again, basically how we want to play as well. I think from the guy's standpoint, it was nice to get that little cushion right there and learn how to play with a lead. But when we had that lead, you know, they answered back a couple different times.
With a score 6-3, all Bemidji State needed to do was manage the game, and they were going to win the game. But about midway through the third, Michigan Tech came within an eyelash of making it 6-4, and game on. The Beavers' Nick Cardelli on his goalie, Zach Driscoll.
That was a big save by Drizzy there. If he doesn't make that save, it's 6-4 with 8-9 minutes left in the third, and it's a whole different hockey game. So kudos to Drizzy there for making that save and, you know, keeping us having a three-goal lead there.
The Beavers go for a series sweep and a little momentum headed to Game 4 of the season, Friday night in Mankato. Game 2, Beavers and Michigan Tech Huskies. Pre-game show next on the Beaver Radio Network.